This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. It is state championship basketball evening right here on South Florida High School Sports Show. We are paying our respects in a positive way to all the state champions at eight in Dayton, Broward County. Last week, we talked to Lawton Williams from Miami Norland, who also brought home a state championship so far this evening. We've in the first hour, we heard obviously from O'Keel Swaby from Miami Country Day and Greg Farias from American Heritage. Anthony Shabazz joined us from Riviera Prep, and also Anthony Moran from Christopher Columbus. Now we turn our attention back to the girls. This is getting a little bit crazy, but you know what? They're following the lead at everything else at that school, especially the football team. The girls basketball team at St. Thomas Aquinas won their fourth straight state title in a convincing way, 70-35 over Bloomingdale High School. Val Rico and head coach Oliver Behrens joins us once again this year. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. This doesn't get old. I hope we could do this every year.
Thanks for having me, Larry. Yep, absolutely.
You got to be excited. I mean, you know, because every year, you know, this isn't like the NBA where you get the teams back all the time. Your girls graduate, go on to college. And the great thing is you continue to do it with new faces. Talk about that, because I think people kind of, oh, yeah, well, they're this and they're that great and this and that. You've done this with a lot of different girls who have gone on now to college, but it's kind of like a, you know, a positive conveyor belt, you know? I mean, of girls who, you know, the younger girls watch the older girls, they learn, they take the leadership role, and it just continues to go. Talk about that, how that process works.
Yeah, well, you know, Larry, I mean, each different team has its own story and its own path, you know, and like you said, all four of our state championships are incredibly special and took a lot of hard work. But, you know, I just think that we try to maintain a culture of commitment and hard work. And, you know, we really have girls that put in the effort together and build that unity, and ultimately that's been the recipe for success for us. In terms of this year's team, I really felt that this team really celebrated each other. We had a lot of adversity throughout the year, and this team believed in each other. They really came together, and you know, when they put their mind to it, there was nothing that can get in the way between us and our goals. So, you know, I just commend our girls. I'm incredibly proud of them. And, you know, it's been, for a lot of them, it's been a great season. It's been a great last 3-4 years for a lot of our girls. So, you know, just to see them build up and work their way to the top. And a lot of these girls, you know, came, and they were just role players, but now they're put in position, and they've really excelled and taken our program to the next level.
No doubt. I mean, you look at a senior like Cameron Corporan. She had it all in the state championship game with 20 points. She had 8 steals, 6 assists. Just, I mean, somebody who stepped up for you and was a catalyst. I mean, you look at a lot of the girls on that team and you know, Kalia Harrington, and the names go on and on. But it's the extra girls, the role players, the bench that makes that team a huge success. Talk about that, because without the bench and giving these young ladies who, you know, are catalysts on the team an opportunity to rest up a little bit and, you know, especially in the bigger game, talk about that a little bit, because I think that sometimes goes unnoticed. We give the star rated players a lot of the publicity, but we never understand in this team game which makes this a successful team.
Well, that was something we talked about all year long. I mean, we didn't have that much depth in our roster. We pride ourselves on playing a national level schedule, you know, each and every year. And but we only had 8 at the end of the year, 9 girls on the roster. So everybody had to contribute at some point during the course of the season. And the beauty of it was we go up to Lakeland and we're playing with Kaiva in the state semis. And we had 5 different girls in double digits. So, you know, this was a complete team effort for the whole entire season. Everybody had great moments. They picked each other up. And, you know, yes, you have your star players that are leading the way. And we definitely had in Cody Hessian and Cam and a few of the other girls. But also the entire bench contributed, and it was
right. I mean, and you look at girls like Maya Johnson and Kazaria Johnson, girls who came off. I mean, girls who contributed probably, you know, in a game like this, obviously they were needed, because people don't realize about Bloomingdale came into this game 30-0. I mean, it wasn't like you were playing a team who was 17-12. I mean, this is, they had their best team in school history, but yet you guys rose to the occasion. You kept the pressure on. You played extremely well on defense, and you know, created a lot of turnovers and built the leads. Talk about that, because I think that's an important part of, you know, of the team game.
Yeah, and like you said, Maya and Kazaria both have fed off each other, been exceptional the entire year. A couple more seniors helping lead us to the state championship. And up in Lakeland, they had, in the first game, both had double-doubles. And in the second game, both played really well. But I think with this team, it was so calm and poised and collected. Yes, we knew that Bloomingdale was 30-0. They were going to be confident, and you know, they were going to be a tough battle, but with our national schedule, we knew that we were in positions like that throughout the entire course of the year. And that's what we were trying to do, where we go up to states and we've been in familiar territory, and we could put Bloomingdale in a position that they hadn't been in. And our girls just did an amazing job of executing the game plan to perfection and coming out on top. So, you know, all the credit to our young ladies, to my staff. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of this group. I really wanted to see this group finish up on top, you know, obviously every year, but I felt like this one, you know, the girls had to deal with so much adversity. Success at the end is just a credit to the process of the girls pushing through and getting there.
No doubt. And obviously, you kind of echoed with Coach Swaby and Coach Faria said, you know, I mean, they knew, they felt confident because of the schedule they played throughout the course of the year. A lot of nationally rated teams, you know, teams that, you know, had been there, done that before. And maybe, as you mentioned, Bloomingdale hadn't played that schedule. And when they came across you guys, it was a whole different world for them. And you guys treated them just as another opponent. Obviously, you got to respect somebody who's undefeated, but at the same time, you know, you go in there and take care of business. Summer league, you go into summer. You guys hold summer leagues and you play clubs and stuff.
So that's the big thing we pride ourselves on is player development. You know, and over the course of the spring and summer, we really try to get into the weight room and do that type of thing. Because, you know, the girls, they go out and they play travel ball throughout the entire spring and summer. And, you know, all that AAU circuit and all that. So they're playing year round and developing and getting better. And, you know, we just try to do the, we have some team camps that would happen over June and, you know, get our team back together and you know, familiar with the new season and all that. But, you know, it's just a year round process of getting better. And, that's exactly what we're trying to do is just keep building.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Congratulations once again. I hope, again, this is a yearly thing where we do this all the time. And what a great run for the Raiders and winning a fourth consecutive state championship. Coach Oliver Behrens, thanks so much, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Larry, and thank you for all you do for high school sports.
Good stuff. Coach Oliver Behrens and four-peat. Whew. It's like the football team. I mean, he follows suit. Certainly a really, really good year. And we're paying our respects this evening to all these teams. I mean, everybody that won state, we had eight in Miami-Dade and Broward County. As I mentioned, we had Coach Lawton Williams on last week from Miami-Norland before they went up and took care of business and won their seventh state title.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.